Okay, welcome to our first session, our exploration of what I like to call the golden facilitation using stop start. So this is not just about self-regulating your tremoring, but also about using stop start to deepen the process and facilitate the movements. So first of all, make sure you get yourself set up comfortably, whether you need pillows or blankets in whatever position is going to work for you best. You don't have to be on the floor, but I will be guiding through the processes if people are on the floor. But take the time to get your body into the most comfortable and relaxed position possible. If you need a pillow or a blanket under your head so that your neck's nice and soft and relaxed. Okay, so now I'm going to invite you to drop into your tremoring and your movements in whatever way works best for you. So some of you might like to use the butterfly position or the quick start with the soles of the feet together and the knees out. Other people, you might like to tune your knees in that butterfly position, lifting your knees up and down. Other people might like to use the bridge exercise, lifting the bottom up. And others might simply like to allow the tremors to arise organically by just relaxing into your body, even if your legs are out straight. So I'm going to give you a minute or so now just to let the tremors activate and to drop into your body. Remembering just to follow and allow the body. You don't have to force the body to tremor. Subtle internal vibrations can be just as profound and valuable as bigger movements. So just trust your intuition and follow what your body is wanting to do. And I invite you just to take a nice breath and let out a bit of a sigh. So a nice breath in and then just let the breath out, let your chest relax. And again, another breath, a bit of a sigh, just relaxing into the floor, into the back of the body, just consciously letting go and allowing the body to move if or how it needs to. And remember, it's up to you to self-regulate and stop the tremoring if you're noticing any bracing or tension, resistance, protection, or holding in the body against the tremors, especially in the face or in your chest, your breath, your jaw, anywhere really. If you're feeling tired or fatigued or foggy or drowsy, losing energy, if there's any pain or discomfort, slide the legs out and take a little break. Remember the saying, if in doubt, slide them out. So if you're not sure, it's never going to hurt to take a little break. And then when you take that break, let the body relax. Wait until that protection or that tension has fallen away before you restart again, just coming back into the exact same position that you left off from. Also, remember, however, if you do notice tension or bracing in the body and you're able to allow that tension to build up to create movement, then you don't always have to stop. You can allow that tension to build and exaggerate and it can turn into movement. If it turns into movement, then there's no bracing. You can just continue on and allow it. If you do stop and rest and you need more time, you can always pause the recording rather than continuing on and start it if or when you're ready. And just bringing some awareness to your face and your breath. If you notice that it's holding or bracing, slide the legs out. Take a break. Following your own body and the movements, letting the hips rock if they want to go side to side, letting your eyelids flutter, allowing whatever movement your body wants to do. And feel free to follow your own body if you want to change position slightly or you need to roll onto your side or just continue following your own process as we allow the movements to build. And so that's the foundational process of self-regulation, where if you're consciously noticing an area of your body is bracing or holding, you can wait and see if it turns into movement. And if it doesn't at any point, then you're going to take a break. So that's just mandatory throughout the process. But now that our body is moving a little bit more, we're going to deliberately explore the using of stop-start to help facilitate and deepen the process. So, in a moment, not yet, just let me give you the instructions first. So, in a moment, I'm going to get you to stop your tremors, however you need to, by taking conscious control of your body. And once you stop your tremors, then I'm going to get you to pay attention and notice if any part of your body softens or relaxes, especially in your face or your breath or your chest or your jaw, just anywhere at all. So now, deliberately stopping the tremors, sliding the legs out, or if you're on hands and knees, just coming to child's pose or kneeling up. And notice what happens once you have stopped tremoring. Without trying to change anything, without trying to relax, just allow your body to respond. Some of you might notice a softening in your face, or there's a big organic breath, or your belly lets go, or your shoulders, or there's just a sense of greater ease. Obviously, the muscles that you are, if you are holding your knees up, those muscles will be relaxed, but we're talking about more protective responses. Now, both the people on the recording, but also if you're doing this at home, I encourage you now, raise your hand if you noticed part of your body softened or relaxed or let go once you stopped the tremoring. And even if you're at home, just do that. Lift your hand up so you're acknowledging it to yourself and then pop your hand down. And we can see here on the recording, if you're watching it, the vast majority of people, all are who are experienced in the tremoring, have had parts of the body that softened and let go. What this is showing us is that those parts of our body were subtly bracing and holding against the movements while we were tremoring. And the body and the mind haven't yet sort of communicated and made that conscious to us. Otherwise, you would have all stopped. So now those areas become like lights on your dashboard. So bringing your body back into the tremoring position. So, wherever you were, I recommend as a rule of thumb going straight back into the last position you're in, going back into the movements, and noticing if those areas start to tighten up and brace again, then that's a sign for you to slide your legs out and take a break. many of you will find that those areas now actually start to move because they were holding, because that's where the movement was about to come into the body. Now, if you're someone who needs to take longer to let that relaxation return in the body, again, you can pause the recording or you can just join in when you're ready. And noticing what effect taking that little break, just interrupting the process, has done. Again, if that area that relaxed, if it tightens up again, that's a subtle sign that that part of your body is wanting to protect against letting go and moving. Now, if you can allow that tension or bracing to build up and intensify, and it can turn into movement, then you can let it keep moving. But if not, if it's bracing and holding and not moving, then that's a sign to give that part of your body a rest by stopping the tremors once again. I'm just going to give you a minute or so now just to allow your body to keep moving. You keep following your body. If you notice the bracing and you need to stop, self-regulate, take a break and start by returning to that same position that you left off from. Remember, if your body pauses or becomes still, that's okay. It doesn't necessarily mean it's bracing or protecting or resisting the movement. And if that happens, just wait and be patient and allow the body to do what it needs to do. Now, if you're in the middle of some particular process or release and you desperately need not to stop, you're welcome to ignore the instructions or the suggestions here and continue on. But otherwise, bring your tremoring to a stop once again. So just sliding the legs out or changing position. And once again, paying attention and noticing to what happens once you stop the tremoring. Noticing if there's any subtle sense of softening or letting go or relief or relaxing. It could be in the same areas before, or more often than not, you might find that there's a new, more deeper, subtle layer that softens and relaxes that we weren't yet aware of. And this is the way we deepen, and the tremors deepen our connection with our body. So once again, even if you're at home, I encourage you to do this as well. Raise your hand if some part of your body has softened and relaxed once you've stopped this time. And lower that hand. And the vast majority of people are going to find that there's a new subtle layer. So remember, it's not a matter that when we stop, we're not going to notice these subtle letting goes. It's not like you're doing it wrong. It's just showing us how our connection to the tension patterns in our body is deepening each and every time. So now I invite you to once again return to the same position that you left off from. It's generally worth, after a stop start, returning to that same position, and let's see what the body does differently, even though we're in the exact same position. So you can really get a sense that nothing has changed apart from having a little break, and see what impact that has on the body and the movements. And if you're someone who needs more time resting, remember you can always pause the recording and take more time before joining back in. Again, remembering that if you feel bracing or tension that's holding and not letting go, if it's comfortable and it's not a problem for you, you can always sit and wait and see what it does. You can bring the tremors to a stop and use the stop start. Or you can deliberately use stop start if or whenever you feel to, following your intuition, even if you don't have a sense that you need to stop. Remembering that using the stop start will often give the body time to integrate what it's done, to negotiate the next part of the puzzle, so that stopping and starting will often help to facilitate more movement, more freedom. So you don't only have to use it to regulate some sense of tension or bracing, you can deliberately use it just to facilitate something new. So keep following your body, using whatever positions you need. Maybe bring some awareness to your arms to see what position they're in and where you want to have them, or if you want to try somewhere different, to the face especially. The face is the primary area where our body contains movement that we're often not yet aware of. And again, I'm going to give you a couple more minutes now just to continue with whatever you're doing. If you've had enough and you're resting, then keep resting. If you're moving and tremoring, then keep moving and tremoring. If you want to add in a stop and start for yourself, add that in at any time. Just checking in with the breath. It's often an area where there's subtle holding and bracing that we're not normally aware of in our day-to-day life. And again, when in doubt, slide them out. If you're not sure whether the breath is free, then just let that be an invitation to take a break. Especially if you're consciously regulating your breath, remember, we want to let the body breathe organically. So if you feel like if you're feeling like you need to regulate your breathing or slow it down or control it in any way, sometimes it's just habit, but often it's a subtle sign that something's wanting to move, and on some level we're controlling it. So the face especially, and the breath. If your body has had enough tremoring, then you just rest in whatever position suits you. If after a minute or two you feel like joining back in and starting again, then just do that. If after a minute or two your body feels tired and complete, then that can be enough for you, and you're welcome to rest or lie on your side. If you need to sit up, you can do whatever you want, but I encourage you just to stay with the body and notice what the experience is. If you're still tremoring, because we're exploring this stop start as a facilitation, I invite you to one last time slide the legs out, bring the tremors to a stop, unless you've just restarted them. Otherwise, bring the tremors to a stop, and again, notice, does any part of your body soften, relax, or let go? Is there a new, more subtle layer? No matter how long we have been tremoring for, weeks, months, years, decades, there will often be this awakening of these new subtle areas that previously were holding tension that we were completely unaware of. And this is one of the magic aspects of using this stop-start and getting more subtly connected and aware of the body, is finding these layers. And as we do that and we let those layers relax, those areas that are actively protecting now, that were maybe passive protection in the past, but if they've got active protection, they're coming to consciousness. By letting them relax, they are often the area that's about to start moving and become involved again. So if you would like to restart your tremoring, just again, go back to that same position you were in. If you desperately need to change positions, you can, but as an exploration of the stop-start, just going back to the same position and seeing what was the effect, nothing else has changed, we've just had a little break. How does that help deepen the process for you or not? Again, if you're resting, you just keep resting, or if you've already been resting for a while, you might like to get up and stretch or explore movement, but I invite you just to stay with your body and your experience. And we'll just have another minute or two of tremoring time available. If you notice your body beginning to slow, almost like the turning of the tide where the tremors were movements were previously building and now they're starting to fall away, it can always be a great time just to take a break and rest for a moment. And sometimes that's the first sign that the body's had enough and we don't need to keep pushing on. Other times you'll feel like you need to keep going. So trust your intuition. But be open to following that natural rhythm. If there's a turning of the tide and the energy starting to dissipate and fall away, then generally a great time just to slide the legs out, take a break, rest for a while, and then see if your body's had enough or not. Okay, if you're someone who needs to keep tremoring at the moment, you're welcome to keep tremoring. You can just let the recording play out and continue on, or you can pause it and follow the rest and integration time. So, otherwise, bringing your tremoring to a close, taking some time to integrate the process, remembering it does not mean that you have to rest and lie still. Many people will. You might want to fall asleep. Find a position that's comfortable. Many of you will notice that there's still subtle softenings or sinkings into the floor happening, releases and letting go. Others of you may be ready to get up and stretch and explore movement, or maybe need to journal. So always follow your own body and your own process. And this integration time could be as short or as long as you need. And when you're practicing yourself, you can take as long as you like. Because we're exploring this stop start as a facilitation today, I invite you to just consciously and deliberately reflect upon what the effect has been of using stop start throughout the session. Perhaps it had an impact or an effect on your breath, tension patterns in your body, maybe your mental state, mind, thoughts, faster, slower, different, more present, more connected to the past or future. You may have new areas of softness or freedom or sensation. You could be more aware of areas of tension that perhaps were passive protection that you previously weren't aware of. You may feel more present or more embodied. Energy levels might be different. So, again, just taking some time to reflect on what you have learned and discovered by deliberately using and integrating this stop-start process. Not only when you notice your body protecting and holding, and those lights on your dashboard letting you know that your body or that part of your body needs a break, but also deliberately putting that stop start in there as a exploration, being curious and seeing what effect that it has. and taking as little or as long as you want before you eventually come back into your day. If you're still lying, when you do come to sit up, I encourage you to keep paying attention to what you experience once you're back up against gravity, sitting or standing or walking around. But if you're still lying and sleeping, then just continue on with that. Taking a break while you are tremoring gives your body time and space to integrate what has moved and to negotiate what is about to move. So using stop and start is not just about safety or self-regulation, but it's about giving your body time and space and the freedom to open itself up in its own way and on its own terms. As a final reminder, though, make sure that you don't fall into the trap of over-regulating your tremoring, of always constantly using stop-start in order to try to create a certain outcome, or becoming hyper-vigilant to tension. If you use stop-start consistently and a lot, then I encourage you to occasionally try a session where you don't use it at all. And as long as it's not overwhelming and you're able to integrate it, see what happens. The aim is not for this to become a completely consciously directed and consciously regulated process. So using stop start to fall deeper into the body and allowing the body to lead. Okay, that's it for today's session. Happy tremoring, and I'll see you for the next exploration.